Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. We're sitting here at Skid Row Studios. Today is episode 50, I believe, and it's also our last episode here at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah.
It's very bittersweet.
Sadly. Yeah.
Everybody's over here fucking crying. Earlier, me and Alex were on the street having some tacos and, like, reminiscing. We're going to miss the corner here.
Yeah, man, 7-Eleven.
But we're actually moving down to Haven Recording. It's down the street, and that's going to start next week. We're also launching a website, apintofcacophony.net, and you'll be able to find every episode from way back when to, you know, the future on apintofcacophony.net. It's going to be good stuff, and we're still going to be posting videos on YouTube at apintofcacophony, and it's going to be great. But I believe we have a phone call.
Yeah, we have a phone call, Dan.
What's up? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what? How are you? Who is this?
Hello, it's Trevor, man.
Trevor?
Trevor, yeah, you know me. I'm your number one fan.
Oh, hey, Trevor. Oh, number one fan.
Trevor.
Trevor. Well, I can't say that I recall, but it's a pleasure to meet you.
I think it's fat and robusty. It's really portly.
What?
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
You know, you're so ill. I mean, really sick, man. It makes me want to hurl my kidney beans, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you like the show.
Your show is the shit. Sometimes I want to curl up on the settee in the fecal position and have a good wank imagining you two going to the loo.
Okay.
It's this kind of love.
Well, I'm flattered. What do you want? Would you like to send you pictures or something like that? Is that what you want?
Yes, I want to imagine you going to the loo. You know, you and your mate Alex are really gay. What I mean by that is bright and funny, not queer and buggering one another.
I see.
You make me gay for you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
If you look at my trousers, mate, I got a full English breakfast for the both of you.
What does an English breakfast consist of? I gotta know.
Excuse me.
I said, what does an English breakfast consist of?
You sausages and bits, you know, blood pudding.
Blood pudding, gotcha. That sounds tasty.
Look, I really want to congratulate the two of you on your show, man. It's just been... I'm so proud of the two of you. And you know, where you're moving, I'm right down the road from you. You two could come over and we could wrestle in our knickers. It's getting me nuggets all wobbly jobbly just thinking about it.
You know what? We're going to take you up on that. We'll take you up on that. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Trevor.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, just on a last note, mate, my bird was talking bollocks about your show a fortnight ago, so I gave her proper flogging. Peter, all about the head and shoulders with me, big truncheon.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. It seems like we got another treat, a congratulatory gift, I guess, for our move coming up here at Haven Recording. What is this?
We have a very special guest of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of the departure of A Pint of Cacophony from Skid Row Studios and arrival at Haven Recording next week, we have a tribute to the boys from dear friends of the show, Mr. Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and the one and only Grease Lightning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My bags are packed.
Bags are packed.
I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking. It's early morn. The taxi's waiting. He's blowing his horn. Ready, I'm so lonesome I could die. I'm kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to let you go.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Goodbye, Skid Row.
Goodbye, Skid Row.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Thank you, Skid Row.
Let me see your wreck and your ID.
What's your strain, honey?
Dude, what you got on your top shelf?
Light it up, let's get Chinese eyes, man.
Number 10.
Jessica Von Rabbit, Psychic Spice.
Christ, did a cow shit in here?
Number 9.
The Blood Pets, TV Baby. Oh.
Number 8.
Lasara, please be my third eye.
Okay, this song is gonna end unless you turn off a goddamn light.
Number 7.
Kev Medicine.
Does this suit make me look fat?
No, no, no. Your face does.
Number 6.
Gal Pals, Ex-Marionette.
Hijo de la chingada.
Is that a joint, man?
Pint of Cacophony presents The Business Line.
Today on The Business Line, I'd like to spotlight one of my old audio mentors. Melania Bovich owns California Sound, and he's an old family friend. He's actually my brother's godfather, and I've known him for a very, very long time. At a very early age, he helped me explore my interests in audio and tinker around in his garage a lot with a lot of the gear, and I've definitely learned a lot and wouldn't be where I am at without this man. So I'd like to share some of his wisdom with you guys regarding his business and audio in general.
My name is Milan. I own California Sound and Entertainment. It's an LLC company here in Southern California. I grew up with my father playing records all the time. There would be a lot of music in my house. There was a unit, like a console, that sat in the living room. It had a reel-to-reel tape deck, a radio, and a record player. It's quite expensive for its time. So my brothers and I would get on a microphone and start reel-to-reel tape and make up a radio show. And it was hysterical, for a 10-year-old to do this. And what happened was that it developed a theater of the mind. I know that's what radio is called, but it really is. You can be whoever you want on radio, on a voiceover, just entertaining people. They don't even have to see you. One of my heroes I never met him was Dick Orkin in Orkin's Radio Ranch. He did radio commercials that were just outstanding.
Welcome to Cal's TikTok City.
Thanks.
Where the big hand is on dependability and the little hand
is on the floor.
Snaps right back.
And the creativity part really comes out. Then you start writing your own material, promos, PSAs, commercials, whatever, and your mind just goes into his imaginary world of creativity. And it's a wonderful thing when it all comes together and you play it for somebody, and it's exciting. Like in radio, the idea, as you know, is to break motor response. You can't come out and say the same thing 1,000 times, new and approved, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's going to listen. So this is a much easier way to do it. And when you break motor response, people stop in their tracks and you got them. Company history is fascinating because, as you know, Dan, I have an electronics background. I've studied electronics, and from there, I worked into the space shuttle program, and I found it so boring that I got out of aerospace almost immediately after 6 or 8 months. Pursued a dream while I was a bachelor. I figured I better do it now, and I became a disc jockey. I actually went to school in Los Angeles and Hollywood, did voiceovers. Kiss FM was very nice to provide me with that background. Immediately got a job, luckily, in the Inland Empire for about 10 years, and that would be early 70s until the early 80s. And I call that my BC period, before children. And when the kids come and everything happens, I mean, you got to be a little bit more responsible than a disc jockey because we'd get fired all the time for nothing. So that's when I honed my services at the same time as a sound engineer. So as a Force Lawn sound engineer, I was able to do some of the celebrity events. It may sound morbid, but the reality is celebrities do die. And I was able to produce and engineer sound for these celebrities. Some big event like Sam Kennison's funeral, or Sammy Davis Jr.'s funeral, or the founders of Motown, Gene Roddenberry, the founder of Star Trek. When these guys pass away, it's a big, big production, and rubbing shoulders with big guys. I mean, going back a while, Liza Minnelli's father, Vincent, was a wonderful director in Hollywood in the early days. So I did his funeral. The guest speakers and I sat in a room and talked. We're talking about Jimmy Stewart, Gregory Peck, and others like that that are just wonderful people to get to know. So it's a wide spectrum of sound that I have a background in. And I like to think of California Sound as the difference between information and knowledge. Information you can get anywhere, on the internet, your local MI store, your buddy. You always ask for your buddies, you know, what's your opinion on this microphone. But knowledge is different. It's not just a magic black box full of digital equipment. Knowledge is what's going on in here, and I can tell you the difference. What we provide is what I've called full event productions. That includes sound, lighting, staging, electric, even into chairs, tables, tents, etc. Whatever it takes to make a live production complete. We serve Southern California mostly. I would say the San Gabriel Valley, the Los Angeles area. We've touched into San Diego and Reno, Nevada. I've done some very nice live events in my life I'm very proud of, like the coronation ceremony for the Tournament of Roses. We produced the complete event. And up at Lake Arrowhead, I designed the stage lighting, soundproofing, and 52 concerts of sound every summer. So there's a lot of, you know, big things like that. The California Sound mission statement is to exceed our clients' expectation. I know that sounds pretty corny by today's standards, but the reality is, as things change more and more, technology increases, communication increases. You're on a podcast. A few years ago, that wasn't even heard of. The reality is, I'm still eye to eye with my contact. He or she needs to know that everything's going to be okay because we're there. Our mission statement is to give them as much peace of mind, as many options as possible, and say, you have option A, B, C, or D. Maybe A is more expensive, but that's still your first best option. Now you get to choose. And the event, whatever kind of event it is, from a simple summer concert series in a city to more of a theatrical production that you only get four runs. You have to realize, we have to realize, and we do with all this experience through nearing four decades now, that we have to anticipate the unexpected. I'm not saying we're perfect all the time, but if we're bad 95%, that's better than the next guy who forgot to bring a backup amplifier and blew the whole show. Right. So that's what we do. But live sound, it just gets your adrenaline rolling because you never know. CaliforniaSound@gmail.com. That's one word, CaliforniaSound, all spelled out, @gmail.com. But email me. I read all my emails, and I can always give you a call back and see where it goes from here. Void or prohibited, not available in Alaska, Hawaii. Your mileage may vary.
When the car salesperson first comes up, you say what?
I'm just looking.
Okay, and when he comes around a second time, you say what?
I haven't made my mind up yet.
Good, and when he comes up to you the third time, you say what?
Beat it, Buster, before I break your nose.
Oh, you're going to be perfect.
Okay.
Ooh, this...
Dan, I love you so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland & Fuquay LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland & Fuquay LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuquay LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuquay LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuquay.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuquay LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Not listed on a map.
What is this place?
There is a place where evil lives.
Hey, photogenic girlfriend, and the rest of my beautiful couples, and shy girl, and the one black guy, and the hip-hop Asian girl, and the rest of you that cover the basis of horror movie demographics. Is this the House of Wax?
And from that wax, the children have awakened.
Who wants to play with us?
And our knives.
A Pint of Cacophony presents House of Wax Children.
Why can we never finish fucking before they kill us?
Hey, welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. We're sitting here with Victor and Alfonso from Wax Children. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Hello, what's good, going good. On?
They were not expecting that, man.
No, I don't think so. So you guys were formed in 2012. Let's see. Wax Children released three self-recorded albums. Dreamsick, self-released in June 2012. Safe Hands on Lollipop in 2013. And Angst on Lollipop in 2014. That's a lot of work you guys have been putting in the last couple of years.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty good.
It's going good. So, a lot of work.
Right, you're right. You guys just played on the 17th, right, with Gods and the Parlor Mob?
Yes.
At the Echo? How'd that go down?
It was good. That's cool.
How was the crowd on the Tuesday?
That was a good crowd.
The other two bands were from like the East Coast. They said they were from like New Jersey.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting to see like
really cool guys
how the crowd would turn out. But
how was it?
Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
It's weird. Like there's a lot of gigs these days coming up on the weekday nights all over the place. And what's your favorite night to play?
Weekends, of course.
Yeah, like,
Friday, Saturday.
Thursdays seem to be pretty strong certain places.
Yeah,
it seems like college night, the weekend starts early.
I would say definitely like the shows that, I don't know, like, you know, between like Wednesday or like Sunday would be pretty good. Like shows like happening on Monday and Tuesday, it's kind of iffy sometimes. Yeah.
Right on. I was looking on your Facebook. You guys said you're on the lookout for a horn section for some recording in the works.
Oh, that's for a project we got going on with some friends of ours.
You want to talk about it?
I don't think we're...
Well, nothing's like settled yet.
I mean it's settled,
like
a, but
it's like an idea
it's
that's
too early
the air.
To talk about it, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really cool.
We have like a lot of people in mind that are like super down.
It's going to be like, it's almost going to be like...
Something. You guys trying to go big band?
Yeah.
Got a lot of noises?
Kind
of
at
cool.
least for like, you know, at least an album or two. It's like, you know, it's always fun.
It's going to be Wax Children though, just like...
Wax Children
expanded, extended,
and there's gonna be some really
and
really
the blah
cool,
blah blah
really whatever. Cool friends yeah. and really cool friends and that are coming in on it and but we'll get further into that before we start talking about it though.
Right on. Where's Wax Children at then these days?
Well,
as far as what?
Well, I mean, like lately, you've been working on recording like an EP, and you also have like a full length album that we're kind of like
it's in the works,
like 60% done. The EP is pretty much done. I mean, all we need to do is just mix it down.
Where'd you guys record it at?
You want to tell them?
We're recording in Glendale with friends of ours. We're putting something together there. They've been getting a lot of bands in there. Hazel Street Recordings, and they're building it right now and still in the works, but they have some really great equipment and great guys that are running that.
It's awesome. Really, Hazel Street Recordings.
Everybody's starting up studios now.
I know. It's pretty cool, though. It's great to see that it's so easy these days with how accessible gear is, and especially with the digital revolution. I'm sure you guys, are you recording on digital stuff?
It's pretty digital. I mean,
mixture of both. Do you guys have a preference? What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, like,
probably the way we would want to do. I guess we really haven't had the right setup or.
I know the digital thing.
The digital thing is kind of there
because you know. You
I mean, but actually, what we're yeah. It, I mean, it's just putting it all together, man. I don't know. It's a little bit of everywhere.
I don't know.
Just piecing it together.
Yeah.
How'd you guys start playing music together, though? I see you guys were founded in April 2012.
Yeah.
Did you guys know each other? How'd the band start?
Well, like our bassist Lou and I were in a band before, and then like. I mean, that was, like, pretty much, like, what me and him were doing in high school. And then, like, once that was just kind of dying out, like, I don't know, like, the place where we'd practice at, this dude, like, lived down the street. And, you know, he just hit me up one day and asked me if we, like, we wanted to jam. And then, like, from there on out, like, we just, like, shared, like, musical taste and, like, as far as, like, where we were going and stuff. And, I don't know, me and this dude just kind of, you know, we're, like, there since the beginning. And then we just went through, like... tons of members, and I mean, even though Lou was there in the beginning,
in that short time
he didn't
period,
start playing bass.
When we started for the first like 3 months, there was like a lot of different.
There's like a revolving door of musicians.
Yeah, we went through like a couple drummers and a couple bassists, and then
like Spinal Tap, a couple of them combusted,
yeah.
a couple of them the hurricane came by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then we met Julian, our drummer, like. Quickly after that, like within 3 months.
Right. Aren't you guys all from San Gabriel Valley?
Three of us are. Julian's from Downey. So.
Right on. What's music like growing up San Gabriel Valley? A lot of backyard shows from my experience.
Yeah,
there's a lot of everything. There's a lot of good taste out there. Everybody has really good taste in music, I would say.
What clubs do you like down there to play at? An SGV.
There's like nothing there, actually.
There's some spots.
I feel like there used to be a couple on like Las Tunas Boulevard. Right? Down that way?
I don't know.
A couple bars here and there. It is
there's
very
a couple
sparse.
Bars,
that's,
but there's like...
That's why I remember so many backyard shows, because...
Oh, there's definitely backyard shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much like when me and Lewis were in the band before. It was like a punk band.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just kind of the thing to do at the time.
Kicking up dirt in someone's backyard. And
yeah. Just like just hitting it, you know, freaking backyard gigs on the weekends and stuff. So, but, I mean, other than that, I don't know. I don't really hear anything going on in Covina, to be exact, or like, I don't know.
Other than our friends that are there.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I mean, there's the bands that are there. I mean, there's no scene out there. There is not too much places to play, you know, mm-hmm. unless it's DIY.
Right, right.
But the people that are there and making music there are very, very, very cool.
Very talented,
very,
too.
Very talented, and they're all homies.
Right on.
And, shout out to the SGV.
The SGV, right on. Where can we follow you guys? I understand you guys are going to play as soon as we get through our next song break, but what do you got? Wax Children at the Facebooks? We can find your music
Facebook,
at Bandcamp.
Facebook.
Pretty much just Facebook and Instagram.
Oh,
I guess
find
like
our music
they're trying
Bandcamp.
To start doing Twitter, but I mean, I don't know.
As far as following our music, though, it's
really
just go to
Twitter.
Bandcamp.
You're not digging on the Twitter?
Yeah.
That's one of those.
Just Facebook or Instagram,
those.
Just like I said.
Just fucking find them if you give a shit. Right, we're going to come back and they're going to play some tunes here on A Pint of Cacophony. Thanks.
let me see your rec and your ID.
What's your strain, honey?
Dude, what you got on your top shelf?
Light it up, let's get Chinese eyes, man.
Number 5.
Michael Cronin made my mind up.
I made my mind.
The hammer is my penis.
Number 4.
Ty Siegel, Mr. Face.
And it made me feel like a piece of shit.
Number 3.
Together.
Bitch. Number 2.
The Pandoras ain't got no soul.
Man, I never had no dope like that before in my life, man. That's the heaviest shit I ever smoked, man. I mean, I smoked a lot of shit before, man. But goddamn, man, that's heavy shit.
We'll look at the courageous Korean gymnast, Kim Hwan, who made a perfect dismount on what was later revealed to be a broken leg.
Some questions about it.
I'm gonna say I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
What
did you ask? You're the Karamuchi. No, Dagestan. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong. Jam.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul Stanley. Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. We're sitting here with Wax Children, and Victor's holding a guitar.
Yep.
You going to play us a couple tunes?
Yeah, I'll play a few tunes.
Right on. What are you going to do first?
This one's kind of an old one. We call it Safe Hands. Yeah, we are actually re-recording it for the EP that should be done pretty soon.
So. Awesome. Yeah.
Should be done, like, tomorrow.
Nice. Tomorrow's an exclusive performance right before the tomorrow finish date. That's probably it. Let's hear it.
Myself into that and getting the
hey, getting all loosened up.
Yeah,
huh?
I need to get in the zone. Yeah, you know, it's all about dude, mojo, great, really. You know?
Exactly.
You were in the zone, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was getting there.
We're definitely getting there. Okay, you want to do another one?
Yeah, we'll do another one.
Cool. What's this one called?
All right, this one is called Mr. Hill.
Mr. Hill? Yeah. Right on.
Get that drink coffee.
What?
Drink water.
Yeah,
drink water. All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
It sounds great. It sounds really great in here. Nice and broken down like that and clean.
Yeah.
You feel like doing another one?
We
could just play something off of one of the old tracks, too.
Let's go to the music.
Should we
play the hidden? Go to the music.
No?
Play more music?
Yeah, let's play more music. We're going to go into a segment called Del Barrio.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, and then we're going to we'll come back and we'll talk about your show at the Flyaway coming up.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Ray's not here, man.
Oh, yeah, we have one more song, Ray.
All my friends, I'm a lowrider.
Stop boxing my children!
We'll be right back.
I think you've taken our bromance a little too literally.
Was it the Valentine's Day present?
No. I use that all the time, man.
Is it the googly eyes I make at you through the window?
I love your googly eyes. But when your hugs last a little too long, it feels like harassment. I'm about to call Hoagland and Fuquay LLP to help me out if you don't stop, man.
Done and done.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income that getting it taken away from us is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job or you're being harassed at work, call Hoagland and Fuquay LLP. They'll take care of you. Contact by phone at 626-309-9977 or visit their website at www.hoaglandfuquay.com. Hoagland and Fuquay LLP serve anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
All right, welcome back to Planet Cacophony. Just want to say thanks, Wax Children, for throwing down those two tracks. It sounded great, man.
Thank you.
It sounded really great.
Yeah, that was good.
So I understand you guys are playing on March 7th. You want to tell me about your gig?
Yes.
Go ahead. It's Flyway at Fox.
Yeah, Pomona.
That rooftop above the Fox Theater, right?
Yeah.
You guys
got
to get down there. It's such a cool goddamn spot.
I heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah. You guys are going to have a good time. Who's playing on that bill with you?
We have a lot
Furcast.
Of our friends' bands, actually. Yeah. A lot of bands that we're really cool with.
We have Furcast.
Yeah, I got the Buttertones are playing.
The Buttertones.
Mind Monogram.
Mind Monogram is actually, we had a fifth member, and that's pretty much his new band that he has going on, starting up his own thing. So, and I think that's kind of his first show too. So,
go out there and check it out. He's releasing an EP. It sounds great.
So you guys got Hardy Hart playing that event too.
Yes,
what's the deal with those guys?
They're really rad, man. They jammed at Hazel Street Recordings, and they did a session there, a video session.
Mm-hmm.
The two guitar players in that band, I believe, were Fogerty's boys.
John Fogerty's children.
From Creedence Clearwater. Don't mean to cast a shadow over them.
Nah. They rip, man.
But
they
you
rip.
Should go to that show.
Get down there and see them.
You were telling me that. I was just like, Fogerty's kids in a band together. What the fuck do they sound like?
They sound rad.
Yeah.
They got their own thing going on.
But these guys heard them.
You didn't hear them, huh?
No, I haven't heard them yet.
You didn't hear them.
But you seem to be saying good things. So that's March 7th down on the Flyway. It's a really cool spot. It's like, we saw Bodegas play and have one of their benefit shows there.
Yeah, those are friends of ours.
Yeah, you like Bodegas?
Same hometown.
Bodegas are fucking great.
Yeah, they're
great.
Pretty much from where we're from,
same area.
Same neck of the woods, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are great. We're going to have to bring them around back in the summer after the move, get them to play some live music. Have you guys come back when your EP comes out?
Yeah.
All that stuff, man.
That would be super tight, man.
Awesome. So Saturday, March 7th, Flyaway at the Fox. It's above the Fox. Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us down. Best wishes, man, to you when you get to your new studio.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring you guys back. You guys are going to have to check out the new digs and hang out. And we'll fucking throw knives at each other. And we'll have freedom. You know what I mean? But we wanted to say thanks to Skid Row for hosting us for just over a year.
Yeah.
Jeremy, we really appreciate it and giving us the chance to spread our wings. And, open new doors and opportunities for ourselves and all the bands that we involve. It's been fucking real. And just before we leave, on this computer, it seems we have all these old liners that we have from, way back in the day. And I think we're going to leave them here when we leave, and we're just going to say goodbye with a bunch of those.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week, and we'll see you from a different spot. But it's going to be good stuff with Buddha Jones and the man. Thanks, Wax Children. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Dan's balls. You thought Moses was good at spreading things. He's got nothing on Dan.
No, I am not high.
No, no, no.
Dan fact number 86. Dan's a bass player, so he's good with his hands. Dan fact number 506. Dan once got into a cockfight with Clint Eastwood.
18, that makes me jailbait.
Dan fact number 33. Dan was offered a job by the Chinese government because he's the only man that can get pandas to mate.
No, I am not high!
Balls.
Maybe you'll get lucky at the punk club tonight.
So they're called Santana, right? But that guy who's singing is not Santana.
Who gives a shit?
Santana's a good color.
Then how did he get them to name the band after
him? I don't know, man. Maybe he's just a badass.
Play it again, Dan.
Oh, fuck!
Jesus may have turned water into wine, but Dan turned wine into frisky.
What in God's name are you dressed like a woman?
Hey, Dan. It's Wax Children.
I know.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.